This is Guy Oni for Limelight Media, welcoming you to another episode of Anime in the Limelight. And now, here's Max.
This is Anime in the Limelight, now with no MSG.
Evangelion!
Hello, and welcome to another Anime in the Limelight. I'm Max, and you know who you are. I don't feel so good right now, so I'm going to do what I should always do. Talk less and play more. I have several extended tracks today to help me do that, and the first one up is Forever from Sonic Soldier Borgman. No, not the Star Trek villains, wise guy.
Yeah.
You can't really call them the anti-dirty pair, and you shouldn't, because I don't think they'd get along. But Eclair and Lumiere are in the same line of work. They're galactic troubleshooters. And just like that other team, the girls of Kitty Grade are deeper than they look. They've got a really decent theme, too, called Memories of the Future.
And upon escaping, Twinkle, never let me forget. And upon escaping, Secret, never let me get back. So make it together, I'm
been following Blood Plus, I don't have to tell you. If you haven't been following Blood Plus, what are you waiting for? Among other things, this is some of the music you're missing. The grand theme from Blood Plus. Bubblegum Crisis never failed to amaze me with its variety of music styles. This track, Wild and Scarred, Kizudarake no Wild, is from the second BGC album, Born to Kill. Its upbeat melody was a surprising departure from the rather dark music associated with the first album, and I think it's one of the series' best songs overall. Preceding that was the grand theme from Blood Plus. The second volume is on DVD now, and I'm positive you'll like it. I thought I could get by without having to make some sort of blood-related joke.
Let's use
working to restore power.
Gruesome but true. Because Japan's suicide rate is so high, there is sometimes collateral damage. In April 2007, there was reported another instance in which a despondent person leaped off a building, a 9-story structure in Tokyo, and landed on someone else. In this case, it was a 60-year-old man who was only bruised. These days, chemical ingestion is the trendy method. And in May of this year, a despondent farmer drank a chlorine solution and was rushed to Red Cross Hospital in Kumamoto. But as doctors tried unsuccessfully to save him, he vomited, and the fumes sickened 54 workers, including 10 who had to be hospitalized. Yuck.
Let's news!
Japanese ingenuity strikes again. Triumph International, the Japanese women's underwear company, released its latest publicity-seeking creation in May, the solar-powered bra, with enough exposed panels to power an iPod or cell phone. Other Triumph specials include a baseball bra, with fielder's mitt-shaped cups, yes, and a heated bra with microwavable gel pads to warm the cups. Well, it does get cold in Tokyo.
Let's news!
Hey, don't laugh. It gets really cold in Hokkaido.
Let's news!
Are you on imvu.com? If so, please go to Groups and find Anime in the Limelight. Stop in and say hello. Andy will be happy to see you. KawaiiCon, Hawaii's top anime and gaming convention, is returning in April 2009. Visit www.kawaii-con.org for more information and to vote in the forum for your favorite guests or anime showings.
You are listening to Anime in the Limelight, recorded at the Limelight Media offices in exciting Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, where every morning they turn the neons off just to give the sun a chance to shine.
Live in Las Vegas, baby, yeah!
Las Vegas.